Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good morning, folks. Here we are once again, another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport, and we are going mobile today en route to the Eagles facility. And I wanted to just get this podcast out to you. Just got news that the Eagles have finalized the trade for the trade involving Eric Rowe. Initially, it was to include offensive lineman Josh Klein. He has been released by the Patriots, and the pick is now a fourth-round pick in 2018. Very interesting compensation for a guy who was the team's second-round pick just a year ago, pick number 47. It's pretty clear the Eagles gave up on Eric Rowe, and he apparently was not a fit. Let me say this. As a man, I'm going to admit that I was wrong on Eric Rowe. That's what we do. As men, we have to admit when we were wrong. And when I say that I'm wrong, I was wrong in saying that he was a fit here in Philadelphia. I still remain convinced that he is a legit NFL talent. He is a solid NFL defensive back that could play either safety or corner. Initially, coming into this season, going into minicamp, I felt that Eric Rowe was more of a guy that could play safety for the Eagles. Now, of course, this was before everything happened as far as the Rodney McLeod free agent signing. But nevertheless, to me, Eric Rowe was more of a safety at first. But you have to love his length at corner, the size that he brings. He's hard to throw over down the field, and you saw that in the preseason games. There were times where he was beat by the wide receiver at the line of scrimmage. He was able to turn and run with him, but what really saved him in the end was his length, his ability to put his arms up and deflect the pass, or at least distract the receiver and cause him to not be able to catch the football. That's really what happened with Eric Rowe a lot during the preseason. But hey, here we are. Now there's four defensive backs on the roster, and your starters are the Otis McKelvin and Nolan Carroll. McKelvin will play left corner. Nolan Carroll will play right. Then you have your slot man in Ron Brooks, a smaller guy who has learned how to really be physical at the position. He brings physicality to the nickel spot. And it's going to be interesting just seeing how he's going to fit in there, because this is a guy that has not played regularly on the defensive side of things. He has been a special team stalwart, but he has not been a regular contributor on defense. So this is opportunity. It's put up or shut up time. And I talked to him a few times, and I think that he's going to be able to bring some competitiveness to that position. And then you have Jalen Mills, the rookie, the seventh-round pick, who should have been a second-round pick. We know there was some off-the-field stuff, and that all is what it is. But at the end of the day, he's here in Philadelphia. He's in the NFL, and he's a legit prospect, and he's a guy to watch. He leapfrogged Eric Rowe on the depth chart. He got ahead of him. And he was working at both left and right corner. They were using Rowe at left and right also, primarily right corner. But the fact that they had Eric Rowe at right and Jalen Mills, the rookie, at left corner, I think that spoke volumes as far as where they stood on how confident they were in Eric Rowe. It was time to move on. The personalities didn't mesh. Rowe was a more reserved, laid-back type of guy. Corey Unlin, the position coach, is a very aggressive guy that's right in line with Jim Schwartz, who's obviously aggressive as well. And it just didn't work. So now you got four corners on the roster. Not really much in the free agent side of things that they could go to. So really, at the end of the day, they're stuck with these four guys. And then in addition to that, you have C.J. Smith at corner. He's on the practice squad. So we'll see what happens there. One of the pickups that they made was picking up Terrence Brooks from the Baltimore Ravens. And Brooks coming out of Florida State was an outstanding prospect. 4.39 or 4.37 in the 40. He definitely has the speed that you want from a defensive back. In addition to that, Terrence Brooks was a guy that can play either safety spot. He also can play nickel. So you have an option there as far as a nickel back. There's another look that they could go to. So there's some versatility there. In addition to that, you have to consider Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod. Both of them have cornerback backgrounds. I'm not saying they're going to play corner. No, I'm not saying that. So I know you might think that when I say they have corner background. All I'm saying is they have the ability to cover like corners. So that being said, you could drop them down in the box and play some nickel with them and allow them to match up with wide receivers. And then in addition to that, both of those guys are really good coming off the edge on the blitz. Malcolm Jenkins could be very dangerous doing that. He has the ability to time his jumps and knock the ball down. In fact, that's one of the things they did during training camp this year. They sent Jenkins on a blitz a couple times, and one of the times he jumped up and he knocked the Bradford pass in the air and Rodney McLeod intercepted it. It's possible to use either of them as a nickel corner, so to speak, a nickel back. In addition to that, you have to look at Jalen Watkins. Watkins played both corner and safety at University of Florida, and he's a guy that has outstanding cover skills as a corner. I tell you what, at the Senior Bowl a couple years ago, Jordan Matthews, in fact, he told me that the best corner that he faced was none other than Jalen Watkins. And we're kind of joking about how he couldn't avoid him. This was it wasn't at the Senior Bowl. This was at NFL Rookie Premiere. And we were joking about how he ended up being teammates, so now he's going to have to face him in practice. And it's just interesting. I mean, when you have a guy like Jalen Watkins, he could play all positions in the secondary. So that's another option, another go-to for them if they decide they're going to keep four corners. A lot of us are saying, hey, how can you do that? But when you have versatility in the backfield, in Malcolm Jenkins, McLeod, Terrence Brooks, and Jalen Watkins, you're able to do so. It's going to be interesting. It really is. But, you know, the focus, of course, is on Carson Wentz. The excitement is there now. Everybody wants to go see the Eagles in this season opener. I know you do. If you don't have your tickets yet, I'm going to tell you the best way to do it. See, traditionally, everybody would go to these older websites and you just go on there and you purchase the tickets, you pay a premium, and you don't get to rate your seats or anything like that. You just pay whatever price is there, and you just have to keep checking back in order to get your price, and that's pretty much how it works. Well, there's a new way to purchase your tickets, and that is through SeatGeek. What you need to do is download the SeatGeek app, and you could put that on your phone and you could set your price alerts. It's getting close, so it's going to be difficult, you know, between now and Sunday to get many updates, but you can get price updates sent right to your inbox from SeatGeek as the prices get close to where you want them to be. Either way, you'll also be able to get a $20 rebate on your ticket purchase by using the promo code LOEAGLES. That's a $20 rebate on your first purchase. It's something that SeatGeek has designed specifically for you, my Eagles listeners. Go to SeatGeek, download the app, and use SeatGeek to get your tickets to the season opener, because they will, A, allow you to rate your seats, B, you get the price updates. Just like I said, the price alert sent straight to your inbox. You can't beat that, folks. It's the best option out there for you to get these tickets. Don't use the shady sites. Don't buy from the scalpers. They give you fake tickets. Get real tickets to the game through the SeatGeek app. Speaking of the season opener, the Eagles are going to face a wide receiver core that is very unproven, but has a lot of potential. Terrell Pryor has been doing his thing in the preseason. Corey Coleman is an outstanding prospect. I tell you, that secondary is going to be up for it. And then not to mention, you got Gary Barnidge, a tight end who is like a young Jason Witten. Barnidge is just able to get open. He's not fast. He's got decent size, but he's just a guy that just gets open. So the secondary is going to be up for the task, but they're going to be tested. And RG3, Robert Griffin III, is looking to prove that he is on the comeback trail, that he is the corner. We're going to get it straight here. He is the quarterback that the Redskins thought they were getting when they traded up to get him. I'm really interested in this game, just how it's going to work out, because you don't know how the Browns are going to attack. I watched some of the Cleveland Browns games, actually the Cincinnati Bengals games with Hugh Douglas. Man, we're getting it all messed up. With Hugh Jackson as the coordinator for the Bengals. And I tell you, they have an interesting offense. I mean, they do use some read option elements. So that's going to be something that we may see from RG3. In addition to that, they like to get the ball down the field. And that's where Terrell Pryor is going to come into effect. He's a big body guy. He has plenty of speed. And they went deep to him a couple times. So the Eagles secondary is going to have to be ready. They're really going to have to get that pass rush up front. And I'm really looking forward to the Joe Thomas versus Brandon Graham matchup. So that secondary can be helped by the front line, the front four. They're going to look to get pressure with that front four, especially that rotation at the defensive end position. They have five guys that could come in and wreak havoc when called upon. So we'll have to see how this one works out. I tell you, it's going to be a really good game. And get your popcorn ready. It's the season is about to open. And, I mean, what better way than to have it at Lincoln Financial Field, the debut of Carson Wentz. Eagles fans get to open that present that they didn't think they were going to be able to open until later this year or even next year. Merry Christmas to the Eagles fans, I tell you that much. That's the show today, folks. Again, just wanted to give you a quick conversation about the Eric Rowe trade and just what's left in the secondary. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Be sure to subscribe to Locked On Eagles on Audio Boom. And gentlemen, we have, ladies and gentlemen, because I know both are listening, we have podcasts across the NFL nation. Be sure to follow Locked On Redskins, Locked On Browns. Hey, your opponent this week, the Browns, Locked On Browns. Be sure to follow that show so that way you could get all the Browns information that you could want. Once again, I am Teron Davenport. Be sure to tune in to the daily updates at the Eagles Wire. USAtoday.com. I will talk to you soon. Headed to Eagles practice now. Signing off, folks.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.